Okay, tonight's Tu B'Shvat. Let's discuss a little bit about what Tu B'Shvat's all about and the various different customs people have for Tu B'Shvat. Number one, the Mishnah says that it's an argument between B'Shami and B'Silul. B'Shami says Rosh Chodesh Shvat is the new year for trees, and B'Silul, which is the halacha, says that the 15th of Shvat is the new year for trees. Now, what does it mean, the new year for trees? What relevance is that? So it's relevant in halacha today. For instance, there's a din of Arla. Arla is the first 3 years that you plant a tree, you're not allowed to benefit from the fruits. It's forbidden not only to eat, you just can't benefit from it. So so when is the new year starting for trees? So it's Tu B'Shvat. So if somebody planted a tree right before, let's say 2 months before Tu B'Shvat, and it already took root, so then as far as Arla goes, when Tu B'Shvat comes, 1 year is up. Then you have 2 more years to go until you're able to eat the new fruits. Same thing in the time of the in Eretz Yisrael, it's called Nataravai. The 4th year, you have to redeem the fruits. Okay, but in Eretz Yisrael also start counting Maisis or not. But bottom line is, in a practical sense, it's called a Yom Tif. It's called one of the 4 Rosh Hashanahs.
It's not a Yom Tif.
It's a Yom Tif that you don't say Tachnun. And in fact, it's such a Yom Tif that if a chassan would be getting married tomorrow night, they wouldn't fast tomorrow, the day of the wedding. You have to pick a different day to fast instead of the day you didn't fast. But it's a day, one of the days you don't fast, even a chassan. So you don't say tachnun today, mincha tomorrow, whole day there's no tachnun. Because it's the new year for trees, there's many customs about eating fruits. It's interesting, the Sfardim, many of them have a whole su'uda, a whole meal with a whole order, with a whole bunch of tefillas that they say for Tu B'Shvat. I don't want to use the word lahavdo, but it's interesting. This Yom Tov, Tu B'Shvat, the conservative movement, also makes a very big thing out of it. They literally call it the Seder of Tu B'Shvat. They have a Seder and they sit down and they eat fruits. You know, it's very interesting. By the Sfardim, they have also a lot of different fruits they eat. In most Ashkenazim circles, they try to do a few things. Number one, they try to eat fruits of the tree. Some try to eat fruits that Eretz Yisrael was praised with, meaning dates, grapes, figs, dates, pomegranates, olives. And they make a shechion and make a bracha. Some people try to make a shechionu on a new fruit because of the bracha. I alluded to it once in the sicha that you try to make a shechionu on a new fruit if you have. And in fact, some people have a minig of eating boxer. Boxer is carob tree. It's called boxer. Boxer is boxer. It has to do with Rashbi.
How you spell it, the boxer?
Huh?
You spell it like box?
Boxer, it's Yiddish.
Oh.
English is carob. C-A-R-O-B.
Charuv.
In Hebrew it's charuv.
Yes.
And whatever. It has to do with trees and the Cheni Amago with 70 years. That whole story. So now, So if you have a lot, some people like to eat various different fruits. If they can get a new fruit, it's better because they can make a shechionu. No. Again, Sfardim, I think of a whole, I don't know if they have a particular order. The Ashkenazim, they don't have a particular order. They have, during the 24 hours of Tu B'Shvat, they'll have a new fruit if they can. Now, if you have a new fruit and you have to make ha'etz, so then, first you make the shechionu, and then you make ha'etz. That's the way the Alter Rebbe holds. That's what we do. Other poskim say you first make ha'etz and then shechionu. But there's a few reasons why the minig is to make a shechionu first. Number one, it should be less of a separation between the bracha and the eating. You make ha'etz, you want to eat right away. Like this, you're saying a shechionu in the middle. So that's one reason why you make a shechionu first. Second reason is, because in the Mishnah, and Shulchan Aruch had brought down, that when you see a new fruit, you make a bracha shechionu already. when you see a new fruit. The minig in the world is that you really make the shechianu when you eat it, not when you see it. So, but because the real bracha shechianu should have started when you see it, before you eat it, so first you make the shechianu, and then you go and make the ha'etz. Now, if you're eating various different fruits, so we're learning Wednesday night in the halacha class, if you're eating the various different fruits, there's an order. For instance, if somebody's eating the five fruits of Eretz Yisrael, because wheat and barley are not counted. Let's say you eat, again, grapes, figs, dates, olives, and pomegranates. So there's an order. That comes before other ha'etz fruits. If you're all the same, if they're all the same, if by you they're all equal. You don't like one better than the next. But if somebody, let's say, is eating apples and grapes, they happen to want apples now better than the grape. So they make ha'etz on the apple. If they, by them they're both the same, then ideally you make a bracha first on a grape and then the apple, because grapes are one of the five minim. Even within the five fruits themselves, let's say you're eating all of them. You're eating grapes, figs, pomegranates, dates, and olives. So what's the order of what comes first in if I'm eating all of them, they're all the same. And what bracha should I make the bracha on first? So the halacha is like this. Whatever is closer to the word eretz, which means like this. The pasuk says, eretz chita useira, the land of wheat and barley and grapes. That's why we learned, not by kiddush, but during the week, if you're eating cake and wine, what do you make a bracha on first? You make a bracha on cake first. Why? Because cake is chita. It's made from wheat or barley. And then geffen. Geffen is number three. Because you're not allowed to eat before kiddush. That's the reason why you cover the challah. That's one of the reasons why you cover the cake when you make kiddush. Well, that's what cake is machlekes. But the meaning is you cover the mezainis also. So why? Because the order of the pasuk is really chita seira, geffen. Now, but the pasuk says like this: Eretz chita seira, grapes. I mean, wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates. Okay, so the word figs is third from the word eretz. It's eretz chita seira, and then geffen, wheat, barley, and then grapes. So grape is the third from the word eretz. In the second part of the pasuk, eretz zeis shemen u'dvash, eretz zeis shemen olives. Dvash is not honey, it refers to dates. So it's interesting. So olives are the first from the second eretz, and dates are second. But grapes is third from the first eretz. So therefore, what's the order if you're eating those fruits of Eretz Yisrael? What should you make a brach on? Which order? You only make one bracha, but I'm saying, what's the first thing? So if you're eating all five, preference would be to make a bracha on olives, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranates.
Why would the third one take precedence over the second pasuk?
No, it's in the same pasuk. Eretz chito soira gefen sein averimein. And then the Torah says, eretz zei shem. Why does the Torah stick the word eretz again? It doesn't. That's what I'm saying. Olives comes first because eretz zeis shemen, and then dvash. So the order is olives, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranates.
Why grape before figs? Why not figs before before grapes?
No, because in the pasuk geffen then te'ena. The pasuk says grapes, figs. Let's leave out the wheat and barley. So geffen, the Torah says, grapes, figs, pomegranates, right? And then added the shepherd of us, olives and dates. If you like one better than the next, you make a bracha on the one you like. You don't have to go crazy. But I'm saying, if you have a fruit platter with all the shivas haminim, okay? And then you'd make a bracha first on mezainis anyway if you're eating mezainis. Nah, that's the cop out way.
If you have pomegranates or Rosh Hashanah, you say Shechianu now.
So you know what's interesting? Three people called me today about if I had pomegranates already Rosh Hashanah, can I make another Shechianu now? And the answer is no. It's the same season.
But it's a new year.
Doesn't matter. It goes by seasons, not by New Year's.
First of all, it's the same.
But Bechlau, there's a whole interesting. There's a whole interesting shaila Bechlau about making Shechion on fruits today. Because realistically speaking, you can get any fruit any time of the year. Because winter fruits, when it's summer when it's winter here. In South America, it's Southern Hemisphere, it's summer. You can get the summer fruits there. You can get peach and plums, because down under, it's so, whatever. But Lebrel, the meaning is we do make a Shechion on new fruits.
We do.
We do make Shechion on new fruits. But you have to know, like somebody asked me Shabbos, in fact, one of the kids had to make Shechion. He wanted to know, can I make a Shechion on tangerines or oranges? I mean, that's a year-round fruit. You don't make apples a year-round. You don't make Shechion on an apple.
But for Allah, Ilanot is a
that's one of the reasons they eat Haruvim,
because
nobody
Shechianu,
eats
Ilanot is not a new year?
No. Ilanot is not new year for Shechion. Shechion is in the new season fruits. For instance, in summer you have peaches and plums and nectarines and all that. You don't have it during the winter. I mean, you can get it, but bottom line, it's not the season. So then, in the summer when you eat, but pomegranates, the question, when did the season finish? When did the new season start? But it's not a new season yet for pomegranates. So if you already made a Shechiano, or you had pomegranates on Rosh Hashanah, even if you didn't make Shechiano on it, you can make a Shechiano on a pomegranate today because you already ate it this season. And by the way, one second. There's also a difference, Marshall, dried figs. Go by the store, dried figs, yeah? That's not called eating a fig that you don't make. If you get, let's say during the year you had the pressed figs, the dried figs, and now you get a fresh fig. Then you make a new shechion because it's a different min. If halacha says that what happens if you have different types of peaches, let's say, different types of plums, or different types of fruits, each one would demand its own shechionu, because it's a different species. They might all be called peaches, but if there's this type of peach, and that type of peach, and this plum, and that plum, so it's all, even if you eat a few of them, you'd make a shechionu on it.
Even dry,
you don't make shechionu. It's not the choshev fruit. But not only that, it's brought down that come in and turn this on, that would be funny. And then turn it on. Okay, it doesn't matter, yeah. Anyway, so I'm saying that if you have a dry fruit, it's not enough of a prominent fruit that the new fresh fruit is a new species basically. So
but you say alamichya for the dry fig, no?
Alaetz.
I'm sorry, alaetz.
Yeah. By the way, raisins are the din of grapes.
Alaetz.
Yeah, if somebody eats raisins, you make alaetz at the end. You don't make a bar nefesh. It's actually a dried... But if somebody, let's say, ate raisins and then they have regular grapes the new season, they would make shechion on the new grapes. It's a different type. This is dry, this is fresh. It will be a... And raisin wine, you'd make a by Piakov in two, yes. Okay, so let's say... okay. Now, what happens if you're eating a bunch of fruits and they all demand... Let's say you're eating five fruits and they're all shechionu fruits. But you're eating them at the same time. You don't make five shechionus. You make one shechionu for all of them. What happens if somebody forgot to make a shachiyanu?
You already took a bite. Huh?
So then, and they already ate it. So then the din is you make a shachiyanu without Shema Malchus. Meaning, you say, this is what you say, Baruch, shachiyanu vikimanu vikyanu lizmanu zeh. You can't make a shachiyanu because you ate it already. But therefore, you make it without what's called Shema Malchus, which is Baruch. That's all you say, Baruch. Shechiyana v'kimana v'yana l'zman hazen. Then, no, if you're eating them all together and you know they're in front, that you're eating them, then you only make one eight.
So even though they're separate?
Yeah, one bracha covers them. In fact, you're not allowed to make separate brachas. It's called bracha sheinu tzricha. You make a bracha for no reason. It also is not allowed to be done. So that is with that. Okay, then the brachas. Now, what happens? Okay, what happens if I'm going to drink wine and eat olives? Now, huh? Question is like this. If I'm eating grapes and olives, I make a bracha first on the olives. Because that's the, okay? What happens though if I'm drinking wine and olives? So because wine is a chashev bracha, wine comes first. The only thing that wine doesn't come first is wheat and barley. And even, I'll give you another example. Okay, this is it could be a very practical din. Cooked flour, you know, flour and water cooked. It's like matzah ball. Yeah, a matzah ball, because it's cooked, it's mezeinus. Okay, it's not, because baking is only when it's, I mean, bread is only when it's baked. But you still make a mezeinus on it. So now, what happens if I'm having a matzah ball, and I'm going to have a piece of cake? A Danish. Should I make the mezeinus on the Danish, or should I make it on the matzah ball? So the din is, you make it on the Danish. Why? Because cooked food, you can eat 3 tons of it, you don't have to wash and bench. Cake, if it's a hard, thick batter, if you eat enough of it, you have to wash and bench. So therefore, a Danish, yes, it's mezeinus, and a matzah ball is mezeinus, but a Danish could sometimes come to hametzi, and a matzah ball can never come to hametzi. So of the two, which was more chashuv? A Danish is more important than the matzah ball. Machat shinus and meizer meimecheve b'mayin kim shulag al teira b'chanan akashemed. Not the good bachelor's act self.